Hysteria is brought to you by Ritual. Oh my gosh. Holiday celebrations that throw off your routine. You know what? I want to talk about something that throws off my routine. Changing
Travel?
The clocks. Changing the clocks.
Same.
Changing. Okay. If you have animals in your home, if you have small people in your home, it feels like a deliberate harm ritual that we do twice a year to people that are caring for things that don't care what time it is and only know when it's dark and when they're sleepy. Like the changing of the clock when I was younger, it used to be like, oh, I get an extra hour of sleep. I'm naturally waking up earlier.
Nope. Now I'm just a demon late at night because I can't fall asleep.
Now I'm going to bed at like 8 p.m. and I'm waking up at 4:30 p.m. like some kind of Silicon Valley freak. And it's like, it's terrible. And because of it, like everything gets thrown off. My diet gets thrown off.
Yeah.
And it's really important during any time that my routine gets thrown to keep track of my nutrition, because like I'm losing sleep. If I'm losing food, I'm like 75% dead, right?
You might as well just get on your fainting couch.
Yes, I might as well just throw myself into the ocean. Look, Ritual can help you balance your diet during a time of year that feels kind of unbalanced. Ritual is the obsessively researched multivitamin. Ritual's essential multis have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms, no shady additives or ingredients that can do more harm to your body than good. And luckily, Ritual's Black Friday sale is here.
Do you know who's a new convert to Ritual?
Who?
My husband, DK.
Really?
Yes, he was like, and it was one of his friends at work who's like, have you tried the Ritual Omega-3s? And they're like, they're great for brain health. And so then he's like, isn't Ritual one of your Hysteria sponsors? And I was like, let me get you some Omega-3s. So anyway, he's a huge fan, loves them.
I'm a big fan of their Essential for Women 18 Plus Multi. I think that's their big hit, but they've got a lot out there.
I like the Symbiotic Gut Health.
Ooh, that one's good too.
Good for my tum.
Ritual conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus Multi to assess its efficacy, and they found that it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Vitamin D during the winter is very important.
Very important, because you're not getting sun.
You're not getting sun. You don't want to depress your vitamin D levels in addition to the regular depression that you suffer every winter. Ritual's Essential is third-party tested for heavy metals and Clean Label Project certified, so you know you can trust what you're putting in your body. Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen-free and made traceable. It's HSA and FSA eligible with a seamless checkout experience so you can save when you shop with pre-tax dollars. End of the year is coming up. Use it or lose it.
If you've got, check
after you listen to this podcast, check your FSA or HSA balance, see what's in there, and
use it.
If you've got a lot in there, you know, use it to stock up for your multis for next year.
Mm-hmm. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Our listeners get early access to their Black Friday sale for 40% off your first month at ritual.com/hysteria. That's ritual.com/hysteria for 40% off your first month. Don't miss out on their best sale of the season.
Yay! Hello and welcome to Hysteria live at CrookedCon. I'm Erin Ryan.
And I'm Alyssa Mastromonaco.
It is so amazing to sort of see your faces in the stage lights. It's so amazing to be here in person. We have some really special guests and fun segments in store. But first, Alyssa, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What's been your favorite run-in here at CrookedCon? Have you run into anyone cool?
I guess everyone's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty excited to see our guest, Suzanne Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to see Representative Pramila Jayapal.
So we're lucky because we're going to get to spend time with them.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I also randomly ran into a guy I went to college with.
That's weird. Was it a good run-in?
Yes. Good run-in. Yes. No, we were friendly in college, and we are currently on good terms.
Okay,
but it was
good.
Super weird. It was like, what? And then, I'm old. I guess.
I'll always be older.
That's true. All right. We are recording our episode. This is going to hit feeds next week. We're recording a little bit early today on the off chance that all the flights are canceled and we have to take a wagon train back to Los Angeles. That's going to take a few days. So we just wanted to get this in the can just in case. Well, let's get to our first guest.
Should we? All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now joining us on stage, we have Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She is a seasoned organizer, founder of the Resistance Lab, and represents Washington's 7th District. Welcome back to Hysteria.
Hi, welcome back. All right, Representative Jayapal.
Welcome.
This week was pretty good, right?
Thank you.
Pretty good?
This week was joy on Tuesday night.
Are we allowed to be excited a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, I think we have to be, right? We have to refine that joy. It was a strange feeling, actually, right? And one that has been way too rare. And so I feel like we should take it in, we should breathe it in, we should still have those moments when we found out about certain races and we should just bottle them up so that we can keep bringing them out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You were an early endorser of the mayor-elect of New York City, Zohran
Mamdani. Mayor-elect Mamdani.
Can you tell us why, from your perspective, you think he ran a great campaign?
Well, you know, I was watching him, and I did endorse him before the primary
when
there were very few of us outside of New York that endorsed. But I'll tell you what, this, you know, Zohran is a remarkable talent for a number of different reasons. He is really grounded in organizing. I mean, he was doing work long before he became a politician. He was working with taxi drivers. He was working on affordability issues, went to the state legislature, and then was running for mayor. And I think that grounding makes him very clear about his priorities. Mm-hmm. And the priorities are working people and delivering affordability for them. I think the second thing is just he's a really good communicator, you know, and he realized early on, I was talking to him about this, that he had to build a different communications ecosystem, that he knew he couldn't rely on whatever the ecosystem was that was out there. He was going to build his own. And so it meant that he was able to deliver his message all the time. And then I think the third thing is he just built an amazing coalition on the ground. I mean, he had a remarkable number of volunteers. I think when I was campaigning for him, right before the primary, he said they were up to 90,000 volunteers.
That's amazing.
Which is stunning, right? That's and good. Those people turned people out. It wasn't like just go knock on a door in the middle of the day. No, it was really talking to people, getting people out to vote. So I think all of those things are make him incredibly well prepared. And he's built a transition team, including the great Lina Khan, who's co-chairing his...
who I like accosted her in the green room. I was like, I'm such a big fan of your work. And I was like, this is the dorkiest moment of my life because I am authentically a fan of Lina Khan.
She's remarkable. And, you know, I met her when she was a staffer on the House Judiciary Committee.
Right.
And we were doing that 18-month big tech antitrust set of packages. And it was remarkable. And then she went, of course, she went to be what she was on the FTC, the chair of the FTC.
Icon.
Icon. I mean, she was an icon before that.
I know, but icon times two.
But yes, icon times two, totally.
So, Congresswoman, you've talked about the need for Democrats to not just be the opposition party, but a proposition party. Tell us what you mean.
Yeah, so I think we're often against things, and particularly when you're in the minority, you can be against things and, you know, you can say, I'm opposing this. And certainly right now, there's a lot of need for opposition. But I've always felt, and I think you and I have talked about this, Alyssa, that we also have to be a proposition party, right? We have to stand for things, stand for a vision, express it, and call people into that vision. And that is the proposition agenda. So progressives have always had a proposition agenda. We want universal health care. We want to make child care affordable for everyone. We want to make sure we raise the minimum wage. That's a proposition agenda. And I think we fall too much into the we're better than the other guy.
Yeah.
as Democrats, and we don't
always, are, but
we of course, well, certainly now and in the past too, but it's not enough. People need, especially when we have the kind of inequality and the struggling that we have, people really need to know, what is your vision? You know, what am I voting for?
Right.
Not just what am I voting against?
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman, before you were a politician, you were a seasoned organizer. What tools that you learned then do you still bring to your job?
Everything. I mean, literally everything. The first one is just being grounded in what people need. You know, that's what an organizer does. You meet people where they are. You talk to anyone. You build coalitions with everybody. You recognize that your work is not strong in silos. It has to be everyone coming together. What I know is that organizers really recognize that strength emerges in times of crisis. And so how you bring people to take action and to really feel like they have power, that's what organizing is about. It's about power. It's not about turning out once for an event or a rally. That's mobilizing. That's important too. But that's different from organizing, which is building long-term power and building long-term leadership. And so all of those things have been really, really important to me, I think. And knowing how to get things done, knowing how to hold the line, knowing how to demonstrate our power, all of the things that have been important in Congress, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about Resistance Lab? Like, how did you know what to include in the curriculum? And what's the main takeaway you hope somebody gets from the course?
Yeah. Well, just a little background. So Resistance Lab is a training that we do virtually now. We did the first one in person, but now they're all virtual. And it's about 2 hours, and we have trained over 17,000 people in all 50 states and about 8 countries on, and you can sign up for it, resistancelab.us. And what we do is we help people understand how democracies fall. And we help people understand what are the most effective nonviolent tactics that you can use to really take down authoritarians. What are the frameworks of understanding that? And so we created a curriculum, and this came out, it was right around February, March, and I was looking at everything that was happening. And I was like, wow, we are a country that we took democracy for granted. And there were a lot of people who were so angry about what was happening, and they didn't know what to do. You know, how is this happening? I thought we had checks and balances. And so taking all that anger and frustration and helping people to understand what to do with it that is effective was really, really important. So, and I interviewed experts on democratic backsliding from around the world, people in the UK, people in the United States, people in, you know, that had worked in Sudan and Eastern Europe. And we put together a curriculum that really discusses that. It takes the best research around democratic backsliding, and it goes through the framework so that you understand what's happening. And then out of that, we actually, believe it or not, break into small groups, even though some of our trainings have 1,000 people, 1,500 people, 2,000 people on them. But we break into small groups, and people get a chance to just try out some ideas. And out of it comes a sense of, like, here are specific things I can do. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been a beautiful thing, because we get a lot of people who come in. We've even gotten people who have voted for Trump who come in and are like, this isn't what I voted for. What do I do? You know, how do I make a difference? And what we see is everybody comes out of it so energized, so hopeful, and then they take action. Mm-hmm. And that has been so wonderful to see. And so this is, I think we have to get to, there's a theory of getting to a certain percentage of people that are regularly taking action, right? Momentum. And this is part of what you have to do. You have to be trained in it, and you have to understand nonviolent principles. Mm-hmm. So we really go into Dr. King's principles as part of this. And actually, we have one coming up on November 19th, and then another one in December. So you can just check it out at the website. We just did one that was a new curriculum on immigration, an immigration justice one. And we had 1,300 people on from 44 states across the country. And it was fantastic, because that tends to be one of the most important topics that people want to talk about in their small groups. And so we took the principles of Resistance Lab and applied them in the immigration frame. And I think we're going to do that one again in December.
Now, this is just, you know, AOC has also been really active in like spreading information in this kind of fascist crackdown nightmare hellscape that we're living in. She kind of got some like saber rattling threats from officials in the Trump administration, one in particular. Are you ever worried that that is going to happen to people involved in Resistance Lab? And do you have like a plan in case they start kind of advancing in that direction?
Yeah, they've been doing that. And so this started happening with libs of TikTok and some other patriot something or the other. They started trolling us. Fox News did an 8-minute segment on Fox News about Resistance Lab. They must have gotten somebody on there. And they were trying to say that this is advocating for violent overthrow of the government, when, of course, it's rooted in nonviolent principles. And so they had, you know, they had me up on the screen, like, with horns and stuff. But they couldn't find a single quote about that. And so, because we literally go through Dr. King's 6 principles of nonviolent resistance. And so that's been happening. But then it got intensified, actually, just a couple of months ago, an Arizona state elected legislator called for me to be hanged.
Oh.
And it was with one of these libs of TikTok things on Resistance Lab. And I had to make a decision about whether I was going to lift that up or not. And to me, it was so outrageous that an elected official would call for another elected official to be hanged, that I decided that despite concerns about if you lift it up, does that bring more death threats on you? I felt like we had to practice one of the principles of Resistance Lab, which is called backfire, and how you make a violent action by your opponent backfire on them. And so we totally, we went out, and then things started happening where groups in Arizona organized a letter. Arizona media did not let it go because I put out a statement. And then he made it worse because he responded and he said, everyone's getting to the backfire. It was backfiring on him so badly. And he said, oh, everyone's, you know, taking this, you know, too seriously. I guess I shouldn't have used the word hanged, but she's not even black.
For God's sake.
And then he said, so I'm going to call for her to be executed by firing squad. So, look, I have had to move houses because a man with a gun showed up at my door. And so I don't take any of the security lightly.
Sure.
And safety. And but I also think that this is what fascism is. This is what authoritarianism is. And it's why Resistance Lab is so important to me, because we have to learn the tactics of, you know, undermining the pillars of support that prop up a dictator, of making sure that we can make things backfire. How do we do that? What does that look like? And of being able to sustain violence that is put upon us and understand the courage and the model of nonviolent resistance.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hysteria is brought to you by Tavala. With our next sponsor, you'll avoid the daily 5 p.m. once for dinner question once and for all.
Please.
You know what I hate doing? We've talked about this before. I hate grocery shopping in the dark.
It's just not the same.
It's not right.
No,
I don't like it.
When I grocery shop in the dark, can I tell you, there's a 60% chance I'm just going to come out with an Amy's frozen pizza.
Oh.
Like, that's just where I'm at.
Rotisserie chicken for me.
Rotisserie chicken. Same.
But the whole time I'm like annoyed. It just doesn't feel right. When I'm done with work and it's dark outside, or I'm like done picking up my kids and it's dark outside, when I get home, I don't want to leave. I'm home.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah, you're in.
One thing I love about Tavala is on those nights where you're like, I'm not going to get home until it's been dark for an hour and I don't want to do anything, you can open up your fridge and there will be just
a meal.
Pristine, beautiful meal that all you have to do is, like, you scan the code, you put it in, you shut the door, you push the start button, And then it just does it. It just makes it.
And then you just go sit back down.
You just sit back down. You stay indoors. You don't need to go to grocery shopping in the dark. This podcast is sponsored by Tavala. Tavala is a smart meal delivery service, fresh meals and a smart oven that does the cooking for you. Tavala makes it so easy. Like I said, you scan the code, pop it in the oven, and it cooks everything perfectly. So it knows when to steam,
yeah,
when to bake, when to broil. It just does it automatically. You don't have to guess. You don't have to stand up like more than once. You just put it in, you go sit
You
down.
Don't have to set a timer to change the temperature so that you can get a broiled crispy top.
Exactly. During Tavala's Black Friday sale, you can get a free Tavala smart oven when you order meals six or more times by heading to Tavala.com/hysteria and using my code hysteria. Here's something else. I love the smart meals. I love the smart component of the oven, but you can also use it as a dumb oven.
Right.
Use it as like it toasts. It does like an air fryer. It has like an air fryer function. So you can use it to cook things that are not the meals, mm-hmm. even though the meals are like the most convenient thing and it's made to make the meals. You can use it to make other stuff. I made amazing tofu in it, like crispy.
Delicious.
Tofu. Yeah. Tavala's meals are chef crafted and taste just like homemade meals you'd make yourself without all the headache. Plus, all of Tavala's meals are made with fresh, real ingredients.
And Tavala's smart oven isn't just for their meals. Like Erin said, you can use the oven to scan store-bought groceries like Eggo waffles, personal fave, Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, and Amy's frozen meals.
There you
Who
go.
Knew,
there you
to
go.
Name a few. And it knows how to cook them too. If you're like most people, Tavala is great because you can eat better without putting in a ton of effort. There are high protein options, calorie smart options, gluten-free options, comfort food, whatever you're into. With Tavala, you can finally remove dinner from your to-do list. For a limited time, because you're a Hysteria listener, during Tavala's Black Friday sale, you can get a free Tavala smart oven when you order meals six or more times by heading to Tavala.com/hysteria and use our code Hysteria. That's a free Tavala smart oven when you head to Tavala.com/hysteria and use promo code hysteria. One last time, that's TOVALA.com, and make sure you use our promo code hysteria for a free Tavala smart oven. Remember, with Tavala, dinner is taken care of.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Congresswoman, after Vice President Harris's loss last year, it reignited the conversation of whether a female presidential candidate could ever be electable. What's your honest opinion on this discourse?
I think we have to keep going with it. We can't give up on it. We just elected two female governors in New Jersey. Yeah.
Right. First one ever in Virginia.
First ever in Virginia. I think that it's too easy to just say, oh, it's not possible. That's what people said when Barack Obama was elected. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone says when the first comes along, right? I'm the first and only South Asian American woman in the House. And I think for all of us, we've been firsts many, many times. And probably there were a bunch of people that said we couldn't do it. Are we still a sexist, gendered, and racist country?
A little bit.
Yeah, we are. But that is exactly what we're working towards. We're working to change that. We're working to say a more perfect union, and we can't just give up and say it's not possible. You have to recognize, though, that there are certainly challenges with it. And I think there are many reasons that we didn't win that election. But I don't think that it, I understand why it feels that way. And particularly for Black women, I will say it was, for all women, but certainly for Black women. I think, we've gone through this time and time before, and we can win, but we have to keep at it. And we have to challenge our assumptions, our own assumptions, because women don't always vote for women. So it's a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of women who don't always vote for women, what's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Tell us. You have to tell us.
Why is she, her demure media tour? What's going on? Can you spill some tea?
Is she in your DMs?
Is she?
What's not going yet? On? And she might have been before for the different reasons. I am of the view that you call people out when you don't agree with them and you call them in when you do. And so, listen, she is, I have so many disagreements with her, the old Marjorie Taylor Greene. And now I listen to her and I'm like, who is that woman? But hey, good for you. You're standing up to the pedophiles, release the damn Epstein files, right? Yeah. Right? She's standing up to Mike Johnson. She called it a Republican shutdown. She blamed it on Republicans, which is exactly what it is. It's a Republican shutdown. She has talked about the fact that Republicans have no plan on healthcare. They don't. And yes, they should have extended the tax credits. Because
she praised Nancy Pelosi.
She praised Nancy Pelosi.
A great leader.
Yes, she is. And she said it right. She knows how to get shit done. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what she said, but something along those lines.
She said better than Mike Johnson.
Better than Mike Johnson. And so I think this is good. I don't know what the next Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be, but I do. But I do think that there is a set of principles that Donald Trump ran on that were supposed to be the conservative principles of the Republican Party. And she is calling out, along with a couple of others, like Thomas Massie and a few others, she is calling out the fact that he lied.
Right.
This isn't what's happening, you know.
Well, and here's a question, Congresswoman. Congress has to come back into session at some point. Mike Johnson has to seat Adelita Grijalva. When that happens, you'll vote.
Files?
Are we going to see the files?
We're going to see the files.
Yeah, man.
We're going to see the files. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, this thing with Adelita and not seating Adelita is such an unconstitutional, just unbelievable violation. Like, it is an in-your-face, I'm going to take your democracy away from you, you know? And because Adelita's... It's now, I don't even know how long it's been.
I was going to say, when's the last time you were in session?
It's been 6 weeks.
Yeah. So she was elected, I think, 8 days before.
And we were there when it shut down and we tried to get her. Because listen, this isn't what every time he changes a story, right? But they've sworn in people in pro forma sessions before.
Yeah.
He said she didn't have her family here. She was like, so I asked her, I said, we did a little podcast thing and she's like, yeah, I got lots of people here. You don't need to wait for my family. Right. Just tell me today. I'll do it today. Want to do it today? So I think that is just horrific. And I do think the other thing is, it's not just how long we've been on recess, because that's what this is, that he shut down the House. It's also that we have only had 20 legislative days since they passed the big bad betrayal bill. That's what I call their bill that slashed Medicaid by $1 trillion and all of the other things. That was passed, like, I think it was July 20th. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've only had 20 legislative days of work since then. It's stunning. And you know what? It's just such a bad decision. It's so disrespectful of the people. Right. There's no job in the world where you can be gone for 6 weeks not doing your job and you don't get fired.
Right.
So they should all be fired. Mike Johnson should be fired.
Yeah. I mean, how many SNAP families could Mike Johnson's salary feed? Probably a lot of SNAP families could be fed on his salary.
That's the other thing about this is, you know, the things that we're fighting for, Medicaid, these extensions on the ACA tax credits, SNAP, which they are illegally withholding. It's a choice, right? Mm-hmm. These are not things that only affect Democrats. Mike Johnson's home state of Louisiana, 60% of the births in Louisiana are people who are on Medicaid. So... And Louisiana is the top of the list in terms of people who are on SNAP. There's also 3 million people on SNAP in Texas, 3 million people on SNAP in Florida. So these are things that their constituents need. And I think the cruelty of it is just stunning. And I think Americans are not buying whatever it is they're selling.
Mm-hmm. Will anything end the shutdown?
I think that if Trump, Hakeem Jeffries, and Chuck Schumer get in a room and negotiate for the ACA tax credits to continue, and, you know, potentially a couple of other things, if you just put them in a room, mm-hmm. I think this shutdown will end. Because Trump said it out loud on Wednesday.
Right.
I mean, he said what is true, which is people are blaming Republicans. And that is because people understand if you control the House, the Senate, and the White House, guess what? You're responsible.
Right.
You have to govern.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Representative Pramila Jayapal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hysteria is brought to you by Hiya. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy additives growing kids should never eat. Unfortunately, those things are my child's favorite foods. So she's the pickiest child in the world. That's why I love Hiya vitamins. Hiya created a superpower chewable vitamin. Unlike most children's vitamins, Hiya doesn't have all that junk. It doesn't mm-hmm. have the 5 grams of sugar. It doesn't have gummy additives. It doesn't have any of that stuff. And my extremely picky daughter loves them. We're on like bottle number 4 of Hiya vitamins.
Even have a nickname?
Yeah, she calls them Alphaba vitamins because
Alphaba vitamins.
They're pink, green, and yellow, but pink and green are like Alphaba and Glinda colors from the movie Wicked, which she's right. obsessed with. It tastes great. It's perfect for picky eaters. It fills in common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste they love. I gotta say, she is suddenly the tallest kid in her class.
Whoa.
And it's not because of the food. Like that kid is built of mac and cheese and pizza and like things that I swore I would never do with my child. It's like, I just need you to eat something. Mac and cheese, pizza, meatballs, and Hiya vitamins are literally
perfect.
What has made her. Every single batch is third-party tested for heavy metals and microbials in a qualified GMP-compliant lab using scientifically validated testing methods, so you know the product is safe and nutritious. It's designed for kids 2 and up and sent straight to your door, so parents have one less thing to worry about. And are you tired of battling with your kids to eat their greens? Yes, I am tired of battling with my kids to eat their greens. Hiya now has kids' daily greens and superfoods, a chocolate-flavored greens powder designed specifically for kids, packed with 55-plus whole food ingredients to support brain power development and digestion. Just scoop, shake, and sip with milk or any non-dairy beverage for a delicious and nutritious boost your kids will actually enjoy. This is another thing that my extremely picky queen enjoys.
What an angel. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/hysteria. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to HiyaHealth.com/hysteria and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Our next guest is a comedian, host of the podcast Mean But True, like that title, and liberal Regina George. Suzanne Lambert, welcome back to Hysteria. Hi, go ahead and have a seat.
Hi.
All right, Suzanne. So recently on Hysteria, we've been giving out solicited advice, because nobody likes unsolicited advice, but like solicited is fine. And Suzanne, we would love it if you would help us come up with some answers to these listener-submitted questions.
I apologize to these people in advance.
All right, Alyssa, why don't you go with the first
one? Okay, question one. I'm a single woman in my early 30s, and I moved to DC about a year ago after a difficult breakup. Now that I am finally putting myself back out there, I'm learning that dating in this city is famously difficult. It is. Any advice for how to meet eligible men, or at least clock whether the guy I'm talking to at the bar is a Republican?
You'll know if he's Republican because you'll smell him before you even see him. It's like the bourbon mixing with, you know, the golf clothes that he's still wearing. As far as getting yourself out there, don't. I would say go to a different city and fall in love like a normal person, but you're not going to find him at Whitlow's, my friend.
That kind of tracks.
Yeah. They're better off.
So
Get a dog instead.
Okay.
Adopt a dog from Lucky Dog Animal Rescue. That's my answer.
Wait, Alyssa, how do you think you can tell if a guy is a Republican? I mean, it's been a while since either of us have been like out there, but like, how would you be able to tell whether a guy's Republican?
Well, back when I was an intern in 1996, they wore bow ties. It was very like early days Tucker Carlson, and everyone was like named Sean and had a bow tie.
Yeah, they'll also be commandeering the touch tunes with just like really bad old Morgan Wallen. And they don't have jawlines at all, as a rule. Any kind of discernible jawline is absent, usually.
Okay. I would say my go-to, I clock the haircut first. Do you remember back in like 2010 when it was cool to have the sort of like undercut flip hair? It's like that, but like misinterpreted and over-gelled. That to me,
yeah,
I agree.
That's a Republican guy. Or dirty hat that you're like, I know that hat smells like your head.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's like the Deloitte uniform with like the gingham shirt and the vest, which I don't hate if I'm being super honest.
Also, if he's a white man, he might be a Republican.
Fair.
I would say more often than not, he
is. I will say, though, I think Republican men in this city are more inclined to go up to you and approach you because they don't know any boundaries. Mm. But like, they are more inclined to flirt with a woman, I would say, than a liberal man.
Hmm, interesting.
Probably because the liberal men already all have girlfriends or wives.
Or boyfriends.
Yeah.
Or boyfriends or husbands.
Right.
All right, question two.
Yes, or yes, of course.
Question two. My supervisor at work is a man. This is my first time ever. This is my first time ever being managed by a man. Barf, in parentheses. This is what the person said. To be clear, he's a good guy, but I've never been a guy's girl, and I don't really have anything to talk to him about. I feel like it puts me at a disadvantage when my male coworkers, who get all the attention from him, when they talk about sports and other boy stuff. How do I assert myself into the conversation while still being myself?
This is all you have to do to win over, and I'm going to guess he's like early 50s, right? All you have to do to win over men in your office, you say things like this: they still let you in here? They go crazy. You just need to have like five little phrases like that. Like, oh, they're just letting anyone in here these days. You will get promoted. You will get the highest possible performance rating. He will be eating out of your hand. That's all you have to do.
It's pretty good.
It's that easy, honestly.
Wow, that's very good advice.
Yeah, no, they love it. They can take a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alyssa,
what do you think? Is that good advice?
I know.
I don't have a real job, so I don't know if
actually,
you should ask.
So that's a true. That's actually a good point. You don't have a job.
Yeah, don't listen to me.
You don't have supervisors. You're your own boss.
Yeah, which is terrifying.
When we were in the White House, and Pfeiffer can attest to this, when they would all talk about sports, they talk about like the game the night before, I'd be like, do you know who was the first woman to land a quad in competition? I'm like, it was Midori Ito. And so I would just give them my random sports facts about like ice skating and swimming. And honestly, it always made them laugh. And they're like, all right, we get it.
Yeah, because men like to communicate that way. They like a linear exchange of facts. There's not a whole lot of...
Right.
Did you know that he was the first player to ever do this? And then the other one. Yeah. And he also did this. Also, I love the statistics they come up with, by the way. It'll be like, you know, I can't even think of a single football player to name right now. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady was the first Scorpio under the new moon to get. I'm like, how do you even come up with these statistics?
That's funny.
But it's the only time that men reflect on other men's actions. So I think they should talk about sports more.
You know, I would say that it doesn't really take that much of like information. You don't have to have a ton of knowledge to engage somebody in a sports conversation. And I say this as somebody, I've watched sports my whole life, but like, I know like two things about tennis. Love.
Yeah.
And
set match.
Yeah. Wimbledon. Right. But like
US Open.
Crushing it. Exactly. Like if I see like tennis on the news or whatever, like I don't know who's playing, but I have a coworker who I want to talk to who likes tennis. I'll be like, wow, what happened with the tennis?
You're like that.
Yeah. And usually they're like, well, here's what happened with the tennis. And then they'll just talk.
You're like, but tell me about the honeydew cocktail.
Yeah. You can also just say things like this, because this is what sports announcers do. They're like, well, Aaron, when it comes down to it, whoever gets the most points is going to win that game.
Yeah.
And you can say that and no one will blink.
The offense is looking to score here.
They got to get the ball in the hoop if they want to win the game. And she will be the most popular person at the water cooler.
And the defense will be looking to stop them.
100%. Famously so.
That's pretty. You don't have to know very much about sports to engage in a conversation about sports. And that's not saying, like, whatever. I like sports.
I like sports.
Yeah. They're fun. We don't know the same sports, though.
No, we don't know the same sports. I mean, I love, you know, 1980 Olympic hockey stats. I do. Miracle on Ice. It's like my favorite movie. But I like playoffs. You know what I mean? I get into any playoff. I'm like, oh my God, it's the World Series. I stayed up all night watching the Dodgers. It's like, I hadn't watched a game all season, whatever. I like to participate.
I think Suzanne's advice where you just say, well, well, well. Uh-huh. Like, I think that.
Oh, that would kill.
Yeah.
Well, 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 well.
There he is.
Hysteria is brought to you by Quince. As the air turns crisp and the holidays draw near, comfort becomes the best gift of all. Quince delivers layers that last, sweaters, outerwear, and everyday essentials that feel luxurious, look timeless, and make holiday dressing and gifting effortless. Quince has it all, $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters made for everyday wear, denim that never goes out of style, silk tops and skirts that add polish, and down outerwear built to take on the season, perfect for gifting or upgrading your wardrobe. Honestly, Quince Italian wool coats are at the top of my list. The cuts feel designer and the quality rivals high-end brands, but without the high-end markup. By working directly with ethical, top-tier factories, Quince skips the middleman and offers prices 50% less than similar brands. Erin, do you know what I just ordered from Quince?
What'd you just order from Quince?
Their cashmere puffer vest.
Wow.
I actually have to track it. It should be here today. I cannot wait because I wanted to wear it to DC because it's like, it's that weird temperature time on the East Coast where like a coat is too much, but nothing is not enough. And mm-hmm. So I'm like, and then I saw it deep at night from an email at Quince and I was like, look at that cashmere puffer. So you'll be able to see hopefully in real time if it is as adorable and sporty and cozy as it seems.
One of the things I'm most excited about traveling to a slightly less temperate place is wearing a jacket. I also have a Quince cashmere sweater in like a kind of ecru color mm-hmm. that I love, but I can't wear it in the summer because it's just like walking from like my house to my car, I will start. It's just
schwitz.
It's just
you'll
hot.
Schwitz.
But I am so excited to wear it for real, to bust it out, because I just want it to be cold outside so that I can wear warm clothes. Like warm clothes are my sweet spot.
I can't wait until you roll in like Nanook of the North.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know what? Living in Southern California just completely erodes any toughness you have when it comes to temperature. Mm-hmm. When it gets below 65, I'm in a puffer coat now. Like I can't handle it.
Erin, even all my years in DC,
made me a wimp once I moved to New York. I've like meddled up, like I am tougher now. Mm-hmm. But those first two winters, I was like, how does anybody do this?
I think that that's one of the reasons I like Quince so much, is that you can buy things that help you adjust to whatever wimpiness you have around.
Yes, totally.
Like, I love their cotton sweaters because they work for the summer when it's just like a slightly chilly morning. Like, but you don't want to feel like you're caught mm-hmm. in like a, you don't want to be cozy. You just want to be covered. And I love their cashmere because it's just, it keeps you warm and toasty even in like an overcooled office space. I love their jackets. They've got shoes. They've got really cute kids' clothes.
Cashmere. I ordered some bedding.
They've got bedding. They've mm-hmm. got like Christmas trees. I got an email saying they had Christmas
what?
Trees. They've got artificial Christmas trees that are extremely reasonably priced.
Checking this out.
Yeah, check it out. Anyway, step into the holiday season with layers to make you feel good. Look polished and last from Quince. Perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Go to quince.com/hysteriapod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/hysteriapod to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/hysteriapod.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And welcome back. You are listening to Hysteria Live. But before we get back into that incredible show, we have some announcements for the class. Thank you to everyone who came to CrookedCon. Some of you can maybe hear yourselves in the audience of our live show that we are currently playing for you right now. Attendees, speakers, sponsors, we are so grateful for all of you. We couldn't have done it without you. Alyssa, what was your favorite part of CrookedCon?
Being with you.
Oh,
we get to be together twice a year. It was very special. It was so fun to be together.
It was very special. And you know what I really loved? I really loved seeing Hysteria fans in person. People
Definitely.
Coming up to us. I love that people who listen to the show feel comfortable coming up to us, because we want you to feel comfortable coming up to us and chit-chatting and taking pictures and stuff. It was really fun.
I appreciate Hysteria fans always offer for you to cut them in line in the bathroom.
They're so nice. They're the best. They're the smartest. The best. I don't care. I'll fight anybody. We've got the best listeners. If you couldn't make it and you want to hear the conversations, panels, and all the other fun stuff we got into, head to crookedcon.com. We'll be posting a whole lot of live from CrookedCon content there. You can also hear these panels on the Hysteria podcast feed or on our YouTube channel.
Sign up at crookedcon.com for all the details on our next CrookedCon coming to you in 2026, just in time for midterms.
Maybe I'll be caught up on sleep by then.
Maybe.
There's some really exciting new Hysteria merch in the Crooked store. The merch team heard your calls for things other than t-shirts, and boy, did they deliver.
First up, a Hysteria cookie tin. It's gorgeous and great for holiday cookies or just organizing things you don't know what to do with, like all those earrings with no backs.
This was 100% an Alyssa pitch, guys. Alyssa's
idea.
Put
your stamps in it. Put your cookies
you
in it.
Alyssa ordered like 100 of them.
I have 10, yeah.
So if you want one, because you probably will, because it's going to be amazing for like, you know, you have a holiday party. Put some
Gift
cookies
it.
In it and bring it. Gift it. Yeah. You're going to want to get those before they run out, because I think I'm going to order like 20 of them too.
Yeah.
We also have the Sani Petty card deck. It's a full deck of cards designed to spark some Sani Petty time in your day. I got a hold of one of these decks yesterday, and they're really cool. And it's just a lot of fun, little stocking stuffer. They all say different things you can do to feel a little bit less dead inside. Some of them are pro-social. Some of them lean anti-social, hence the Sani Petty. For example, one says, plant something you're pretty sure you won't kill. And another says, light a candle and carry it around your neighborhood like a spooky old lady all the kids think is a witch. You can do any activity that will make the kids think that you're a witch. You know, we just want to get, you know, get you brainstorming, get the juices flowing. They're kind of a perfect stocking stuffer, like I said, and I will definitely be keeping a pack at my desk.
You can shop all Hysteria merch now at store.crooked.com.
Now back to Hysteria Live.
All right, Alyssa.
Here's another one. After working in the Pentagon, I seem to be allergic to color in my professional wardrobe. Now that I'm back in the private sector, what are your favorite ways to add touches of color and pattern to your professional outfits without going crazy? After only wearing black, white, gray, I can only handle so much.
Well, I do go crazy. I don't know if this is the most appropriate outfit to be wearing. Let's be honest. Start small, maybe like a scarf or a handbag or something like that. I also think black is very chic. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Okay.
But don't do a bold lip. I know that that's where she's going with that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, it looks good on you.
Oh, well. Thank you.
But I think that's where she's going with that. The answer is not bright purple lipstick necessarily.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I have to say, when I worked in D.C., I probably wore a little too much color, but I am always a fan of going to a consignment shop, you know, and just experiment a little because then you're not spending too much money.
No, totally. And
see what works.
I got these Ella Rue, sponsored.
Wait, are you kidding?
What?
So I had written a note to myself about Ella Rue. It was my favorite place to go in DC. I got all of my state dinner dresses there because they'd let me wear them and then I'd clean them and bring them back and get something else.
I didn't know they had a swap and shop program.
Well,
I need to talk to them about that.
We're going back 15 years, so.
Dang.
Yeah.
If I name drop you, maybe if I name drop you.
Try it.
I mean, everything can be swap and shop if you're like confident enough when you bring the return back.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I like recently had to figure out how to dress again because I like have a 16-month-old and a 4-year-old, and like I've basically been like pregnant for the last 4 years, and I finally like am done.
Well, you're killing it today.
Closing down shop, no more. Nobody's coming in. Right? We're putting paper in the windows. Nothing else is opening there. But I've had to like figure out how to dress again as like in my post-mom era or as my post-baby having era. And I took like my big box of clothes out from like in my crawl space and I'm like, I'm going to try them on again. They're all from 2013 to 2018 because like pandemic happened and I wasn't like buying fancy clothes. I tried them all on the other day. So many skinny jeans.
Wow.
Like, so many skinny. I have like bright crayon red skinny jeans. I've got like all this stuff and I'm like, I'm not throwing it away. Anyway, it made me realize that I could like pick and choose specific items that weren't on trend, but that I just liked and felt good in. And I think that's the way in. You just like, you're like, I like that. I want to feel good in it. I'm going to wear it and then I'll put plain everything else on so I don't look like Ms. Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
Yeah. I went through a really heavy tie-dye phase in 2020. Not making tie-dye, buying a lot of it.
Yeah. You're like watching the Tiger King wearing all tie-dye, making sourdough.
Yeah, no, there was no baking involved. But yeah, so don't do that either. Don't lean super heavy into the tie-dye. People will start to worry about you.
That's true. Don't dress in a manner that causes people to call your mother for a wellness check. That's in general good fashion advice. All right. We're going to get to a part of the show we call Sani Petty. So I don't know if you're familiar. You're familiar, Suzanne. You've done this before.
Yeah. I'm just not comfortable being petty, though. I don't know. That's
really?
Not really.
You know what?
I don't do that.
Maybe take a deep breath. You'll find
I'll do it for you.
Okay.
I'm not normally cool with that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to Sani Petty. Alyssa.
Yeah.
Are you feeling sane or are you petty?
I feel petty.
Okay.
So I have not been, for all the years that I lived in Washington, D.C., since Trump became president both times, neither time have I come to D.C. until today. So I have not experienced Washington under Trump. So I arrived Union Station yesterday. I couldn't have imagined it. Like, I couldn't have imagined it. It is literally like North Korean, like Kim Jong-un parade, like his big face on all the agencies. And I was just so upset. And then I got to my hotel last night and saw that on top of Trump sending the people who work in the White House to Lowe's to buy cheap molding that they paint gold and put up around the White House, he's now naming the rooms like Mar-a-Lago, the latest of which is gold stencil outside the Oval Office in case anyone missed the Oval Office. And Aaron, It must be dementia.
It's got it. That is 100%. That's the first thing I thought.
Why?
Dude is getting lost.
It is not Mar-a-Lago. You do not need to differentiate between the Renaissance ballroom ABC and like the mezzanine. Like you just, there is, you don't need labels in the White House. And especially, it's like the outside of the Oval Office, which he should be able to identify because it is right behind the bulldozed Rose Garden. So if that's not the biggest, like, if he's leaving markers and breadcrumbs for himself, I mean, I feel like we've gotten to some pretty dangerous territory if the Chili's Applebee's-inspired Rose Garden isn't enough of a giveaway that you're headed towards the Oval Office. But it was, I found it really, I was like, I had to put my other glasses on. I was looking at the TV. I'm like, it says Oval Office? That is crazy. So I just can't.
They posted printer paper to the wall.
Stop.
What? Yeah. It's like the thinnest cardstock available.
To the wall?
Oh, yeah. Stop. It looks like Ray Dunn font. It's bad.
Oh, my God. I'm twice as petty now.
That is so... Well, you know what? If somebody wanted to play a prank on the president, they'd just cross out the word oval.
And it's just an office.
An office? Where do I get clean towels?
So that's me.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling a little petty. This is like so petty, and I feel like I get minus 10 feminism points for what I'm about to say. I really think that straight women, cis women, femme women, people who are familiar with like female grooming habits and what happens to make the magic happen, you know, need to start pointing out when Trump officials on television have fake hair. And they need to start pointing them out.
Yes.
They need to start pointing them out to the men in their lives, straight men or people who are not plugged into like femininity. We need to start pointing out, like, Christy Noem looks really good. That hair is fake. It is a pile of fake hair. It is South Dakota quality hair extensions. They're not even good. And like, we need more people to like, who do you think you're fooling, Christy?
Those not me.
People, we need to close the fooling gap. People are fooled by her hair. It's not her hair.
Do you know whose hair has had a like reinvention?
MTG.
MTG.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The minute she turned on them, she got better hair.
Well, it's true. I think she apologized to some hairstylists.
The bar is low, to be fair.
It is.
The bar was,
it is, but it's
sub-zero.
I just think, like, look, it's not good to make fun of people for the way they look, but it is okay to make fun of them for the way they look if it's because of choices they made and if I don't like them. So, anyway, if you can see something and you're like, that like Justice Department official wig, you have to point it out. Please point it out to the people in your life. We need to like let them, the jig is up. Stop with the fake hair. Okay.
And if a man says Christy Noem looks good, you need to dump that man.
Yes. World's worst grandma, Christy Noem. Okay, Suzanne, you get to close out the show. Are you feeling sane or are you feeling petty this week?
I mean, I'm obviously feeling petty.
Okay.
Nancy Mace. So
yes.
Her latest, I don't know if y'all saw, but she was at the Charleston airport. Lovely airport, by the way. Have y'all ever flown in there?
I have.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Like, it's a sweet little airport.
It's nice.
I think South Carolina is haunted, so I don't go there.
It's harmless.
Need to get into that.
Okay.
We can talk about that. Savannah's haunted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's champagne back there, by the way. They brought it after you guys left. So I might have had some. So Nancy Mace, I'm feeling petty because Nancy Mace berated these airline employees, essentially, these TSA agents who aren't getting paid because of a government shutdown that her party is imposing, right? Mm-hmm. To the point that the TSA agents basically said, we would have put her on a no-fly list if she were anyone other than a congresswoman. And then she name drops the Republican Senator Tim Scott and was like, you would never treat Tim Scott like this. And then Tim Scott gets on Facebook and starts his post with, for reasons that are unclear, Nancy Mace mentioned me and like, yeah, I don't fuck with her. And I'm on the side. Oh, am I allowed to say the F word?
Yes.
Okay, cool. He was like, and I'm on the side of the airline employees. And then Lindsey Graham, who wasn't even in the mix, Lindsey Graham, who needs allies more than anyone, was like, yeah, I also like the airline employees. And then everyone, so they were like, keep my name out of your mouth. We're not friends. And like everyone in her own party is roasting her. And she's saying she's going to sue the airport in her district, in the state that she wants to be the governor of, just so we're all tracking.
Okay.
Outrageous.
I mean, but who among us, you know, hasn't been drunk off our ass before a 7 a.m. flight? Am I right? I can't blame her for that.
Yeah, she's following the airport rules.
Yeah, exactly. Following she's like, wow, rules. Ever heard of a vacation? God.
All right, guys, time flies.
Time flies. Wait, one quick thing.
Oh, what?
Before we go, everyone has to make sure to subscribe to Suzanne's new podcast, Mean But True.
Thank you so much. Yep. Thank you.
That is all the time we have today. Thank you so much to Suzanne Lampert and Representative Pramila Jayapal. This has been great. Thank you guys
Thank
so much
you.
For coming.
Don't forget to follow us at Crooked Media on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Subscribe to Hysteria on YouTube for access to video versions of your favorite segments and other exclusive content. And if you're as opinionated as we are, consider dropping us a nice review. Hysteria is a Crooked Media production. Caroline Reston is our senior producer. Our executive producer is me, Aaron Ryan. And Alyssa Mastromonaco is our co-producer. Claire Fogarty is our associate producer. The show is engineered and edited by Jordan Cantor. We get audio support from Kyle Seglin and Charlotte Landis. Our video producers are Rachel Gajewski and Claudia Sheng. Matt DeGroat is our head of production. Adrian Hill is our head of news and politics. Kendra James is our executive producer of culture and entertainment. And thank you to Daisy Cruz and David Tolles for production and marketing support every week. Our production staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.